Welcome to Planning Commission. We are going to start with the pledge, which will be led by Commissioner Jorgensen.
I pledge allegiance to the flag of the United States of America and to the republic for which it stands, one nation, under God, indivisible, with liberty and justice for all.
Thank you, Commissioner Jorgensen. Before we start our agenda items, we are going to open up for public comment from anyone who wants to make public comment. Seeing none, we will close public comment. And we will move to agenda item number 3, consideration of a conditional use permit for unit storage located at 325 West, 500 North. And the applicant is with us. Go ahead, Mackenzie.
Okay, so unit storage provides these mobile storage units or pods that are delivered to customers' homes or businesses, and then they can either stay at the home or business, or when they're full, they can come back and be stored in the warehouse located at 235 West 500 North. So because there is no foot traffic and no customers really coming in to get their stuff, we had a hard time classifying what this use truly was. So it is outside, it's within the manufacturing distribution zone, but outside our storage overlay zone. As such, we are categorizing this as other warehousing and storage facilities, which is a staff determination, and we're defaulting back to a conditional use decided by you guys. They have provided more than adequate parking, being that there are only 2 employees. I have to remind myself. And no foot traffic from customers. There are 2 truck drivers that come and go from the warehouse, and the trucks are parked there at the warehouse overnight along with the forklift and flatbed trailers. And the one concern that the DRC had was about parking, because they have provided 10 parking stalls, which is adequate for their use, but they are also using these parking stalls to store empty units, which the DRC has found to be fine as long as a total of 4 units are maintained and provided for employees and guests at all times, parking spaces, sorry, and that they never block any sort of access aisles or fire access tracks, and that they must not be stacked taller than 2 high, just to prevent creating an issue with sight and aesthetics. So aside from that, the DRC is recommending approval of this application with the conditions that the containers not be stacked taller than 2 high, drive aisles remain clear, and then, like I said, the 4 parking stalls are maintained and provided for guests and employees. Any questions? Did I miss anything, Sherry? Okay.
And Mr. Doman, do you want to add anything at this point?
Yeah, if you don't mind.
Yeah. No, that all sounds very reasonable. And, you know, normally everyone that's using this this facility parks on that far right for all the employees, for the other bays of the other companies. That they've always had us all park out there, but we are fine to do it in our designated parking spots. We just normally have people either park in the warehouse or outside of the warehouse, because the lanes of the warehouse are pretty busy from all the other tenants. So that's my only comments to it.
My microphone's not on. We'll just have you stick here for just a minute. Is there any questions for the applicant or staff?
I got a question from Mackenzie. Are there other businesses other than Revolution that are operating out of there? I noticed it looked like there was a small number of RVs, like a couple Airstream trailers, a couple of camper units. There was an RV dump and all that, but I didn't see any mention of that. Is there?
I'll let him answer, but also we do have an active business license right now for a tumbling and cheer studio at this location that is using I don't know how many of the units, but a portion of this building. And then I'll let the applicant answer your question about the Airstreams and things like that, because I have no knowledge of it. We have no other active business licenses.
Yeah, the first two bays on the far right are tumbling. The next three are all used for, just like you said, the Airstreams. It's owned by the company who owns that building. I'm not sure what company that is, but that's who we lease it from. And yeah, it's completely stuffed full of those Airstreams. So that's what they're using it for. I think they were using it for private use, as far as I know. I'm not sure what they're using it for now, but yeah, it's full of those RVs.
Yeah, thank you. I don't think that affects the matter before the commission, but I couldn't help but notice it.
I have a question. So is your location this green shaded area only?
Yeah.
So the whole rest of the building is maybe the RVs and the tumbling studio?
Yeah, and it's what it was is one giant open warehouse. The building was originally built for the Airstream storage. That's actually what this building was built for, I was told. So it's all open, but they have plastic dividers every two bays from floor to ceiling. It's 30-foot ceilings, and they have big, heavy-duty plastic dividers. So at the end of my green, there's a plastic divider, and at the end of the other end, there's the plastic divider before it goes into the tumbling.
So there's three sections.
Mm-hmm.
And then could you go back to the picture, the aerial picture? Okay, so right as you're driving back towards where you would be parking, is there a gate right there? Is that a gate?
Yeah, so at the very end of the building, so at the very top of the photo, there is a electronic gate right there. You can see a white unit right there, and then there's a gate. If I had a pointer, I could show you. But yeah, there's an electronic gate, and that stays closed all day, and we just have a little
So nobody opener. From the tumbling studio could access these at the back?
They could, because when people come and go, they open those to let the kids go into there.
The Revolution can open the gate, and then they let them come in and out. Do you find that the kids from the tumbling studio ever go back this far into the parking lot? I only ask because stacking too high, I know that they're stable once they're stacked on top of each other properly, but I would not want children playing around there and walking around there.
Yeah, no one ever comes down there. So I purchased the building, I purchased the company just in September of this year, and they had been operating, and obviously they weren't supposed to be, but they had been operating, and they've never had any issues. All three of us in there have a very good relationship, so.
Yeah, and we've actually gone to this tumbling studio before, and we felt like there was adequate parking. I didn't feel like it was scary in the parking lot or anything like that.
And the units are actually rated to be stacked three high. Most locations stack three high. We don't because our forklift won't, but they're incredibly stable, and the ground's really flat. They don't teeter at all, so.
So when you are moving one of the units out of the parking lot, how long does that take? Like if somebody needed to come into the front part of the parking lot, is it they'd have to wait 30 minutes or is it a lot faster?
2 minutes. Super fast. Like we pick them up and move them like it was a pallet. Like it's super easy. So
great. Thanks.
Yeah.
They mentioned that you have two trucks that you utilize. How many trips a day do the trucks make just roughly?
On a good day, they'll come in the morning and never come back till the end of the night, but at very max, like 6 trips.
Okay, thank you.
And they actually come in and pull into our warehouse, and that's where we load them. So they're not even out in the parking lot. They pull right into our big bay.
Oh, okay. Great.
Yeah.
Does anyone else have any questions or comments? If we're ready, we can make a motion.
Thanks.
In the interest of not being here all night, I'll offer a motion, Commissioner Jorgensen. I move that the Planning Commission approve the conditional use permit for the unit storage located at 235 West, 500 North with the following conditions per the staff report.
Great, thank you. And do we have a second?
I'll second.
Okay, Commissioner Tucker, thank you. Any discussion on the motion? All in favor say aye.
Aye.
Aye. Aye. And the motion carries. All right, well, good luck to you. We're glad you're here and hope you enjoy North Salt Lake and that your business goes well. All right, we will move on to number four, report of City Council action items.
The only thing I have to report is that the City Council approved the ordinance for the flag lot changes. So that went through just fine, and that'll be reflected in our code now.
Excellent. All right, and then item number five, approval of minutes from 10-12. Any adjustments needed?
I had a handful of very, very minor editorial, typographical type of comments. I could just submit those. There's nothing substantive in them. I can go through them if you'd prefer, or I could just submit it to Sherry.
What works best for you, Sherry?
That works fine.
Okay. Thank you for going over those so well, Commissioner Jorgensen. All right. If we're ready for a motion on the minutes, we'll entertain a motion.
I'll move that we approve the meeting minutes for the October 12th, 2021 Planning Commission meeting with Commissioner Jorgensen's edits.
And do we have a second?
I'll second that.
Thank you, Commissioner Ward. All in favor say aye.
Aye.
Aye. Aye. Okay, and we are adjourned.